Stevens, and This Old House from 1981 on Lincoln's LCR FM. It's time to welcome my guest now, and I'm thrilled to say that in the studio I have Sue Coleman, the Secretary of the Nettleham Woodland Trust. Good afternoon, Sue.
Hello, Graham.
Thanks for coming to see us here at LCR FM. It's great to have you company this afternoon.
Thank you.
Now, why did the Trust come about?
Mainly because of the lack of woodlands in Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire is one of the least wooded counties in the country, about 4% of our land is woodland, and so there's a big concern about that among certain people. And Susie Mendel, who is one of our founder members, started the organisation with her neighbour across the garden fence, and we've just grown since then. So we're now what, up to nearly 20 years.
It's interesting, but when you go around the county, you don't see too many woods until you sort of go in the Barden area. Then you've got the whole of that area of forest around there. And I suppose that is our biggest area of woodland, is it?
Yes, I think so. The lime woods, yes, definitely. But places like around Nettleham are very lacking in tree cover, I think.
Mm-hmm. So what areas of woodland do you manage?
Our flagship project is Ashing Lane Nature Reserve, which is near Dunholme on Ashing Lane. And it started off in 2009 being some arable fields that were very difficult to cultivate were bought by the Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust with the help of Wren, the recycling network. And we now have the management of that on a lease. And that was then extended by the co-op buying another 10 acres of very wet farmland. In 2012, I think it was. Yeah. So that's our main woodland. But we've been involved in a number of other projects, including PC Wood in Nettleham, which is trees planted in the on the edge of the sports field at the police headquarters. And we've been involved in planting trees at Minster Fields, which is the new estate just inside the ring road adjacent to Nettleham Road. And so in the next few years, people will start to see a lot more trees sprouting up on the slope above the Nettleham Road.
I see why you've called it PC Wood now. I looked on your website and thought, what's that? But I didn't have time to look at it. So PC Wood, yes. I like that. When you're doing something like that for the Lincolnshire Police, who actually pays for those trees?
Sometimes it's grant funded. The last tranche of trees we've planted there were part of the Lincolnshire County Council's funding for trees that's part of a government scheme, and they had however many thousands they had to plant available. And we put our hands up for, I think we had about 1,500 that time. And then another 2,000 were planted on the north, on the west side of the, no, the east side of the police HQ as an experimental plot, which is quite interesting, which is all to do with the carbon capture. And that will be measured by the university over time to see how much carbon's actually being sequestrated into those trees there.
It's fascinating stuff, isn't it? I was born in Nettleham, and the only wood I can ever remember in Nettleham was the one next to the church.
Yes.
A tiny area of wood. I used to play around, run around there as a youngster.
Yes.
Near the back. Is that piece of wood still there?
Yes, it is, and it's thriving. The parish council have a particular working group that are specifically given the task of managing that area, and so they're trying to open it up a little bit because it's quite dark in places, and plant new flowers and things like that to make it a more attractive place particularly because a lot of children come through from the infant school to pick up their siblings at the junior school. It's a very popular little place.
And so when I knew I was chatting to you, I thought, Nettleham, I only know one wood in Nettleham. So, but then I went on your website and you've got so many areas that you manage. And perhaps we can look at some of them. Cathedral Copse. Now, where is that?
Well, Cathedral Copse is part of the Ashing Lane Nature Reserve, but it's a specific area. Originally, we'd planted ash in that area, and sadly, the ash caught this dreadful Calara fraxinea and was dying. And at the same time, the cathedral wanted to promote the planting of oaks for their book of oaks that they keep at the cathedral, where people dedicate oaks for, 200 years in the future when they're ready to be turned into bits of the cathedral. And so they took the opportunity at the Lincolnshire Show to celebrate 800 years of the Charter of the Forest by selling people an oak tree for £12.17. Because the Charter of the Forest was in 1217. But where do most people plant an oak tree? Not many people have a garden big enough for a 200-year-old oak tree in due course. So we offered the area that had been ash for them to plant their trees. And one chilly November day, 100 families came out to plant their oak trees in our cathedral copse. And now they're all growing away beautifully, and it was dedicated by the dean. And so we're keeping an eye on it and making sure that the oaks are thriving in that area.
Wouldn't it be lovely to see what it looks like in 200 years?
Wouldn't it?
And say, yes. I did that, I planted that. Mm. Now, you've got a tower at Ashing Lane. What is that?
The tower, it's a crowning glory, really. It's a barn owl tower. And we used the plans from the Barn Owl Trust about 3 years ago. We started the process, and the Lincolnshire Life magazine was looking for a project to celebrate 60 years. And they said, could they plant some trees? And we said, no, because we've got enough trees. Thank you very much. So they said that the decision was made that they would core fund the tower as a sort of special project for Lincolnshire Life. And so we got the planning permission, and the Pickerings at the end of the road donated a load of second quality bricks to build it with, and it was partially crowdfunded for the rest of the money. And it was opened not last summer, the summer before, so summer 2022. And it was virtually immediately that we saw barn owl droppings and pellets and kestrel pellets. So we knew it immediately had been used, which is lovely.
Oh, it's great that they're in there, and the barn owls and the kestrels. Wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. The thing that struck me already in our conversation is that when you want to do something, you just ask. And it seems like people are saying yes, which is great news.
It is great news, isn't it? I think there is quite a lot of enthusiasm about for this kind of project at the moment. And fortunately, we can also sometimes find the money to do the things we'd like to do.
Yes. Well, shall we take a break for some music? You've chosen this track, haven't you? What have you gone for, Sue?
I've chosen The Mighty Quinn from Manfred Mann.
Let's hear it.
Without, come on within, you will not see. everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet, but jumping cues and making haste just ain't my cup. Gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Mighty Quinn from Manfred Mann. That was the choice of my guest this afternoon, Sue Coleman, the secretary of the Nettleham Woodland Trust. And Sue, you know exactly when that was released. I was so impressed.
1968.
It was. Well done. That was brilliant. Now, we're talking about the Trust. And I was looking at your website and there's something called the Beatles Pond. And I thought, hang on, that's a spelling mistake. The Beatles Pond, there's no, it's not hyphened or anything, hyphenated. So it hasn't got the, you know, the bits on it. Beetle's Pond, does it belong to a beetle? What is it? Tell us about that. Why is it called that?
It's called Beetle's Pond because of the way that it was funded. Susie Mendel, when she was a young teenager, had the opportunity to get the signatures of the Fab Four, and she decided that when we were developing the Southwood, that she would sell her signatures and pay for the digging out of the pond, and that is why it is called Beetle's Pond.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Do the Fab Four know?
Do you know, I don't think they do. Wouldn't that be good? We should tell them, shouldn't we?
I reckon you ought to. We've got to Paul McCartney, haven't
yes,
we? And,
yes,
Ringo's,
Ringo Starr.
Tell yeah. them. I think you should.
Good plan. I'm going to make a note. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, do that. Well, great. Yeah, excellent. And then tell them when they know, come and talk about it here on LCRFM.
A good idea.
That's a great, right. That's a plan then. Lovely. Okay. That's a lovely thing, isn't it? To actually, something that is actually worth a lot of money that if you could keep
yes.
probably, but to actually do that and donate it to get the pond.
Yes. And my favourite bit about Beetle's Pond is it's the first place I ever saw a banded damsel fly. And they are beautiful blue with fabulous dark wings with dark spots on them. They are a beautiful, beautiful creature. So that's my big memory of that.
Wonderful. It'd be nice if you got something like great crested newts or whatever in the pond
do.
As well. You've got them.
Yes, we have newts
superb.
In the pond. Yes, we
brilliant.
Do.
Wow, that's wonderful. We'll move on then to Monkswood. Any clerical link with Monkswood?
No. A lot of people wonder if that's what it is because it's no apostrophe or anything like that. There's never, as far as we know, been any ecclesiastical building or hermitage or anything on the site or even near it. It's named for Dennis Monk, who was instrumental in raising the money through the waste recycling network to pay for the site, and so it was named in his honour. And sadly, he died before the wood was really established. But his wife, Joy, was a lifelong supporter, and she would be a regular visitor and donor to the wood in her latter years. And if you ever visit the wood, as you go through the threshold, the gateway and opening, look straight down the path, the monk oak is right in front of you, and you can sit on the hexagonal bench underneath it and enjoy the wood.
What a nice legacy for Dennis.
It's lovely, yes.
Yeah, wonderful. With all those woods, and they sound such wonderful places, what are your seasonal highlights, Sue?
Well, coming up is the autumn colour, of course. And so if we're lucky, we'll have a lovely orange and red autumn, and there'll be lots and lots of colour to enjoy there. But one of my favourite times of the year is the spring, because we are discovering that we get a lot of southern marsh orchids. And they are we started with one, and then we had a two or three, and now we're getting patches of 200 and more than that in different places around the woodland. So they're very much a treat in the springtime, and you need to be there in about late May to see the orchids. We've even had bee orchids, which was nice. We've only seen them once. Another highlight for me, because I'm one of the counters, is the butterflies. We count the butterflies through the summer. And the dragonflies down on Co-op Lake. Hundreds of dragonflies of all sorts of species. And if anybody out there is a bit of an expert and want a local patch, we need you, because we don't have an expert on dragonflies, and we'd like to do a we'd like to have them surveyed, if that's possible.
Well, there's a challenge for you, yes. If you know your dragonflies, get in touch with Sue. That's brilliant.
Another highlight, of course, is birdsong. We've had 88 species of bird recorded on the reserve, including wildfowl like swans and geese and little grebes that nest on the lake. So if you come in the summer, walk round by Co-op Lake and see all the little baby ducklings and goslings and cygnets popping out. It's really wonderful.
And it's interesting you mentioned about butterflies, because they are apparently in decline this year, aren't they?
Very much. It's been a very bad year for butterflies. Yeah. Everybody is realising that now. Yeah. Wet winter and cold spring, and it's just put a real crimp in them. Yeah. Mm.
They'll come back.
Well, yes. And we're doing our best to encourage them.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned people helping. Would you like more volunteers to come and assist you?
Yes, we welcome volunteers. We go out on a regular work day once a month on either a Saturday or a Sunday morning, depending on which month it is. And we get a regular group of about 12 and up to 20. But there's always plenty of work to do. If you want to use the green gym, come out and join us. The winter season is particularly busy and physical, because having planted woodlands, they grow. And now they need to be managed. And so there's a lot of strengthening exercises, I suppose I could call them, using a bow saw and loppers. So, yes, people would be welcome to come and join us. And if they want to get in touch, if they could go onto the website, nettlewoodlandtrust.co.uk, there's a contact page, and that comes straight through to me.
And you're right about it being a green gym, because I volunteer at Wisby Nature Park one day a week, and when I get home, I'm absolutely exhausted, but in a really good,
in a good way.
Mostly yeah. Wet and muddy as well, I must say. But it's absolutely.
But isn't that fun?
Great, fabulous, and learning so many new skills.
Yes,
and see, like you say, seeing butterflies, knowing what a dragonfly is now. It's different for a damselfly, and just learn so much and see so many wonderful things.
Yes, you do.
So it's well worth doing volunteering in that sort of area. Wonderful. And finally, of course, all this takes money. So how do you raise money, Sue?
We've been very fortunate that up until now we've had farm woodland payments giving us it's sufficient to sort of run the mower and pay our insurance and so on. And we've had a lot of very generous people give us donations at various times. But we've just, because the farm woodland payments are coming to an end, we've had to set up something called the Nettle and Woodland Trust 200 Club, which is a community lottery. And that will hopefully help to fund those things, like the mower, once the farm woodland payments are finished. So if anybody's interested in that, then it's £2 a month, and half of that money goes in prizes, and the other half comes to us as core funding. So that's also information about that on the website.
OK, just remind us again of the website, Sue, please.
Nettle and Woodland Trust, all one word, .co.uk.
Brilliant. So it's been superb talking to you. Thank you. I mean, taking us through those scenes as well. It won't be long before spring's here, so we can enjoy all those wonderful things.
Yes.
And on the website, there's loads. Well, there's a map, isn't there, where everywhere is, so you can know exactly where you can go and walk.
Absolutely. And there will be leaflets in that when you arrive at the site, in the threshold, there's boxes of leaflets, so you can pick up a leaflet, so you've got a map to walk around with. There's a nature trail for kids. be aware that the track going down to the woodland is very agricultural. Beware of your undercarriage on the track.
Nice way of putting it. I like that. Brilliant. Sue Coleman, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Graham.
There we are. Sue Coleman, the Secretary of the Nettleham Woodlands Trust. Come and have a look at the website. There's some lovely pictures on there. It'll make you feel all warm and cuddly. And then do go and explore some of their wonderful woods. Some new music now here on LCRFM. It's a song from Coldplay. I do love Coldplay. This is a song slightly with a difference because they're collaborating with Little Sims, Burma Boy, Eliana and Tiny. And it's called We Pray. It's brand new music here on LCRFM.
Pray as I take it, unto others I do.